You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So did everyone have a good week? Most importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? I cannot stress enough how important and how beneficial prayer is. You see, it's through prayer that we get to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. There's nothing we can't tell Him, and He does listen. Now, Jesus doesn't respond in words, but through the actions of others and events that take place in our lives. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Jesus becomes, and soon we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all of our troubles and we let Him handle them, allowing us to live our lives without worries, fears, or stress. You know, years ago, I had very little faith, but that all changed for me in 2010, when I found Jesus, which happened through a series of actions that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by Him. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was why we must forgive. As Christians, we are obligated to forgive everyone, regardless of how they may have hurt or harmed us. To be clear, that does not mean we have to take them back into our lives. But if we want the Lord to forgive us for our sins, then we must forgive others. And as far as what they may have done, the Lord will be the one to judge them on their judgment day and not us. On today's show, we're going to talk about another one of God's commands. Today's topic is putting the needs of others first. In principle, this sounds simple enough. When watching parents having a meal with their small children, do they not cut up their meat and make sure they have everything they need before they eat themselves? Of course they do, and they clearly are putting the needs of others first. But when we look at our world today, very often we see the opposite, and for many, the common rule is putting the needs of myself first. Acts of greed, revenge, gossip, hostility, and violence, which are becoming more prevalent every day, are caused by those who are not putting the needs of others first. Cutting someone off on a highway, and rather than apologizing, using an improper hand gesture is not putting the needs of others first. But why does this all matter? Simply because putting the needs of others first is one of the laws and commands of our God. In the Bible it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." This Bible verse makes it clear that everyone other than ourselves should come before us. Our family, our friends, our neighbors, and yes, even strangers. It starts with us being kind to everyone at all times, and we need to be willing to help those in need. When we see an elderly person having difficulty getting a package off the shelf, stop and help them. When a coworker is having a problem with a project they were assigned to handle, take a moment and help them, even though it's their assignment. These types of acts are us putting the needs of others first. When we adopt this type of behavior, two things will happen. First, we will enjoy our lives so much more because of the pleasure we will be bringing to others, and we, in turn, will be pleasing our God. Putting the needs of others first is a principle we as Christians should all abide by, and when we do, I promise you, we will live much happier lives. Understanding why we put the needs of others first is another part of living life as a Christian. Today, our topic is putting the needs of others first. When children are small, they're taught how to share and how to play nicely with other children. But for many people, as they get older, those experiences are forgotten. Instead of putting the needs of others first, we live in a world with many people following their concept of me, 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 and their only concern is what's in it for them, how much will they get, and will it be worth their while? The idea of putting the needs of others first is not in their playbook. Unfortunately, too many of them are so in the habit of living like this, they don't even see the harm. Yet in no way are they pleasing the Lord. And the longer they live this way, they tend to become more and more bitter because they have a cold heart, one that Jesus will not come into. In the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. This Bible verse tells us that we need to be aware of the needs of others and to always put their needs before our own. The first song I'm going to play today has a powerful message. Our God has provided all of us with many gifts, but probably the biggest gift of all is love. The song is called God Gave Us Love. When I wrote this song, I thought what our world would be like if we did not have God's love or love for one another. In the verses, we hear that even when we take life for granted and ignore our Lord, God still loves us, and then in the chorus, how great God's love is and how blessed we are that our God loves all of us. Please listen now to my song, God Gave Us Love.
We choose to live our lives with what we think is right, but no matter, we have God's love. He always knows what's best. Each of us, we are blessed, for He is there with you.
Perfect love, so ideal, His love. show is love.
God gave us love, a love that's kind. A love so strong and so divine. His love.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Our topic today is putting the needs of others first. As I mentioned earlier, this is a simple command of our God to follow in theory. But unfortunately, in today's fast-paced world, it often falls on deaf ears. Some people just don't care about anyone other than themselves. However, there are many of us with good intentions who, because of distractions, obligations, and commitments to other things, often do not put the needs of others first, even though it's not intentional. Well, for that, there is a simple solution: prayer. Prayer really is our go-to place for all of our needs. We can pray to Jesus and ask Him to open our eyes throughout our busy days and let us see where and when there are opportunities for us to put the needs of others first. Pray to Jesus and seek His help to let us not become distracted and oblivious to those we can help when we should. Let Jesus know we want to and ask Him to help us stay focused on those around us, especially those in need. It will start with simple acts of kindness and compassion and grow from there. Frankly, once we start, we will not want to stop, because the feeling we will get when helping others with their needs will be overwhelming, one that we will truly enjoy each and every time. However, always remember that whenever we help someone with something, whether it's small or big, keep that to ourselves and never show off or brag about a kind gesture we did for someone else. When we put the needs of others first, our Lord will know, and that is all that matters. When we pray, we can also pray for those who we see are in a position to help others but refuse because they've become completely occupied with their own lives and their needs. They're turning greedy and selfish. We can pray for them and ask the Lord's help to open their eyes and lead them in the right direction before they become completely lost and owned by the devil. Remember to use prayer anytime we want, and when we pray, talk to Jesus. Don't just recite traditional prayers. We need to engage in a dialogue with Him, which usually begins with us telling the Lord how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then we pray for others, and finally for our needs. Lastly, we must pray at least once a day, but throughout our day, we should remember to thank Jesus for the good things that have happened and for His help if we need it for something. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus, and when we do, talk to Him openly and intimately about whatever is on our minds. The more we do, the more we will want to, because we will see how great prayer is. Understanding the value of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Continuing to talk more about today's topic, putting the needs of others first, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Romans chapter 15, verse 1, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves." This Bible verse makes it clear that our God expects us to help others, to put their needs before our own, and to provide for those who may be weak or failing. In most cases, when we adopt putting the needs of others first, we will find that the things we do for them are simple and quick, and very rarely do they in any way take time out of our busy day. When there are things that do require time, God will never ask us to neglect something important that we need to take care of that would impact ourselves, but He does expect us to do what we can and provide help to those in need as much as possible. If we see someone drowning and we know how to swim, stop whatever we are doing and help them. But if a neighbor needs help with a yard project and we're busy doing something we need to, schedule a time that works when we can help them. Putting the needs of others first is a concept that our Lord wishes all of us to follow. So as Christians, we must always do our best to follow His command. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing." The word "Alleluia" means praise the Lord, and when we sing, we are praising our God. The Lord wants to hear us sing no matter what type of voice we have. When I wrote this song, I thought of choirs, cantors, congregations, and all those who sing along with Christian music on the radio. In the verses, we hear how great our God is, and then in the chorus, how we are to sing and shout our praise to our God when we sing. Please listen now to my song, "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing."
The Lord is there for us. He's there every day. Jesus hears us when we sing and pray. Through song we can tell Him what's in our hearts. Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start singing "Alleluia."
Voices ring.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus speaking to his disciples. He has a long dialogue with them with statements and short parables, all of which are to remind them to remain faithful to our God at all times and to remember that all we have comes from our Lord. He reminds them that they must always be prepared, for no one knows when their time will come. So they must be faithful at all times, for when their time does come, it will be judgment day between them and our Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." This psalm seeks immediate and strong obedience to our God. It's also telling us that we need to listen carefully with not just our ears, but with our hearts to our Lord's message and not allow our hearts to become cold and hardened. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts."
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing songs to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God and we are the people he shepherds. The flock.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Make a Right onto Believeth Boulevard. Keep straight and go through the green light, which is Jesus Christ. There, you must turn onto the bridge of faith, which is over troubled water. When you get off the bridge, make a right turn and keep straight. You're on the King's Highway, heaven bound. Keep going for 3 miles, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Then exit onto Grace Boulevard. From there, make a right turn on Gospel Lane. Keep straight and then make another right on Prayer Road. As you go on your way, yield not to the traffic on Temptation Ave. Also, avoid Sin Street because it's a dead end. Pass up Envy Drive and Hate Avenue. Also pass Hypocrisy Street, Gossiping Lane, and Backbiting Boulevard. However, you have to go down Long Suffering Lane, Persecution Boulevard, and Trials and Tribulations Ave. But that's all right, because Victory Street is straight ahead. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.